You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
Well, this is Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. And today we are going to have, as you always know, we have Dr. Inga Mgaleli from Keredi SA. And we are going to be talking about their mobile number, which is, or the WhatsApp line, which is still up and running. So if you got questions, you want to talk to them, they'll be telling us more about that WhatsApp line. And they'll be telling us about the mobile clinic. What's happening with the mobile clinics right now. But if you'd like to know, if you'd like to talk to a doctor, you can send hi to their WhatsApp number and talk to them on that number. If you feel like you need somebody's advice, a doctor's advice, that's the number that you can dial and talk to them. And they are always available on that number, 060-019-0000.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
You are listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. And yes, my family, it is the time for the Keredi Doctors. Dr. Inga Mgaleli is on the line. Hi, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, you sound so jolly. I mean, we went to summer and then we came back to winter. And then now we are somewhere we don't know where we're at with dust and everything. And then we're not your jolly.
The weather is actually.
Oh, so we'll just say to the Lord, thank you. For whatever kind of weather that you are in, what kind of whatever climate we are in, we just give him thanks for that. Dr. Mgaleli, you are talking to us about the clinic closures. What's happening with the clinic closures?
Yeah, so basically our mobile clinics have been closed already, actually. I think the last day of operations for us was on the last day of August. Yeah, and that's, you know, because the project is coming to an end. However, you will still see Keredi on your social media platforms. And also, we're very much still going to be active on our WhatsApp line. But of course, our mobiles, you won't be seeing them around your community anymore.
Is it a permanent thing, Dr. Mgaleli? And what does it mean for our young people who used to come to your clinics, your mobile clinics? Yes.
So from our perspective, it is a permanent thing. Look, the mobiles, you know, have been handed over to the Department of Health, and we don't necessarily know what form they will take on and how they will be operating, so it's difficult for us to say. But certainly, you know, we are sad about not being able to continue with this mobile outreach project, because remember, Keredi was a project, and it has essentially come to an end. We are devastated, and the community are equally devastated. But like I've said, you know, people will still be able to reach us to ask and speak about any health-related issues on any of the social media pages as well as our WhatsApp line, and then we will refer them appropriately. We do work closely with other NGOs, who also operate mobile clinics on the ground. So depending on where people are located and what they need, we can treat them accordingly.
All right. So, Dr. Mgaleli, what do we get whenever we talk to a doctor via the WhatsApp line? Do we get advices? Can we also get prescriptions? Or what do we get whenever we log on to the WhatsApp line?
So essentially, the WhatsApp line is like consulting over the phone, if you think I can talk about it.
Yeah.
Of course, can't do things like give out scripts and issue medication over the WhatsApp line. What we do is essentially give people virtual and then refer them appropriately if needed. So I can give example, somebody can come on there, they're having a problem, maybe they are experiencing flu-like symptoms. They can speak to us about their flu-like symptoms, and we can advise them appropriately, you know, to take all the counter medication. If you are having any danger signs, then definitely see a health care provider. Or we can advise them on what to buy. We've had people, you know, contact us about, you know, they're concerned, they're pregnant, and they're concerned about their child. We've had people come back from other hospitals, you know, and they've been given a medical report, and they don't quite understand, and they've asked us to talk them through their report. Mm. So we'll talk you through their report. We've had people send us videos to say, this is how my child is moving. I'm concerned. I'm worried.
Oh, okay.
What should I do with the child? Is it a seizure? Is it not a seizure? We've had people take pictures of wounds, like rashes to us. My child has this rash, or I have this rash. This is what I've been prescribed. It's not working. What should I do? So anything. We've also had people message us about relationship problems. So I'm having issues with my boyfriend, I'm having issues with my girlfriend, I'm having issues with my husband. Just asking for advice. So it is really an open line. Of course, primarily we deal with health-related issues. But anything that affects the youth, essentially you can ask us about. And we've also had teenagers there come on and ask us about puberty. We've had people ask us about their period and menstrual products. So it really is an open line. And like I said, if there's anything that we can't advise you with, in that perhaps we've reached our limit of expertise, then we refer appropriately.
Especially
those people aren't necessarily asking health-related issues. So those people we then connect with the relevant industry or party.
All righty then. So what you're talking about also, it means that the Kiredi WhatsApp line also, sometimes you guys find yourselves having to deal with GBV issues as well.
That's correct. We have people on the, you know, coming with to us with GBV issues.
Sure.
And that one is always a very tricky one to navigate, intimate partner violence or any kind of gender-based violence, actually, because obviously when you are trying to help someone or advise them, you also don't want to endanger them. People who are in those kinds of situations tend to be most at risk when they are trying to remove themselves from those situations. So, again, to be very careful, but we do also deal with those situations, and where necessary, we connect people with doctors, with psychologists, just to make sure that they have the necessary and adequate support for whatever they're going through. Mm-hmm. We've also assisted people who are feeling suicidal on our line. So lots of different kinds of messages that come through that WhatsApp line.
All right. And so let's give the family members the WhatsApp line and the social media handles where they can contact Kiredi SA.
Okay. So our WhatsApp line is 019 and then 0000. And you can literally just pop us a message, hi, and then we'll get chatting with you. And then our social media pages is Facebook, Instagram, X, also on LinkedIn. Also on
Twitter.
Yes.
Now it's called X.
It's called X. And also, also can reach us via our website. So our handle on the social media pages is @kiredisa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the website is www.kiredi.co.za. And you'll see exactly how to contact us on the website. Mm-hmm. And then on the social media pages, you can just pop us a DM.
All righty then. No, thank you so much, Dr. Mkaleli, for talking to us about this. We can't wait to talk to you some more as the month continues. Have a blessed, blessed one, my queen.
Thank you so much.
And yes, my family, that is Dr. Inga Mkaleli from the Kiredi SA team. And just a special note for all family members who have been using the mobile clinics. So the department says, as As special funding comes to an end, Kiredi clinics in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape closed. So they were closed on the 30th of August 2024. And in the Eastern Cape, clinics will close on the 30th of November 2024. And these clinics are transitioning to the Provincial Department of Health. So for checkups, follow-ups and health support, you can visit your nearest healthcare facility. So your clinics, your hospitals, you can go and visit them there. But if you still want to talk to a doctor from the Kiredi SA team, you can still do that. They are available on their WhatsApp line 060-019-0000 to chat everything health and wellness. So we're talking mental health, whatever, as long as it's health and wellness, they are available on their WhatsApp line 060-019-0000 or their website kiredi.co.za. It's www.kiredi.co.za. So Kiredi, it's kiredi.co.za. They are on Facebook, they are on TikTok, they are on Twitter, they are on Instagram, they are on LinkedIn at Kiredi SA. So you can find them at Kiredi SA.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.